Hello, and welcome to our podcast, No Filter with Cobalt. I'm your host, Elsie Ruiz Alvarado, and in this episode, we will review our formula of the month. It's a unisex lip protectant. It is not just nourishing for smooth, hydrated lips, but it was also designed without a specific gender in mind. We will discuss the cobalt ingredients used, their purpose in the formula, and offer some background so that you can create similar and effective formulas such as this one. So let me introduce our guest for today, Regina Saad. Hi, Regina. It's so nice to have you back. Thanks for being our guest again.
Hey, Elsie. It's so great to be back on the podcast, and I'm very excited to discuss this formula of the month with you.
Regina, before we move on to the questions, please go ahead and share with us your background and what you're doing at Cobalt these days.
Yeah, absolutely. So I initially started my career in the paint industry as a polymer chemist for about 8 years, and then I completely changed industries to be in the cosmetic field, which I absolutely love. In my current role as a senior chemist, I work on developing new formulas using some of our cobalt raw materials, supporting R&D by formulating products using newly developed raw materials, as well as supporting trade shows and customer visits.
Thanks, Regina. I also enjoy working in the cosmetic and personal care field also. You're allowed a nice balance of science and creativity all at once.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So let's go ahead and get started with the questions. So my first question for you today is, I'd like to know if you could tell me a little bit about what inspired our laboratories to create this formula and what were the factors considered?
Sure. So I was already working on another formula at the same time, which is post-lip blushing for lip tattooing. This idea is actually very popular in Asia, in which a lot of women were interested in the lip care after the tattooing to help with the healing process. So to make story short, I thought it would be nice to have a more inclusive product for lip healing as well. And that's pretty much how the formula came about.
I love that. That's a great idea, Regina. Thankfully, with the growing acceptance of gender fluidity, unisex products are like in greater demand these days. Okay, so you ready for the second question?
Let's go for it.
All right. So, you know, I know that the skin on our lips is thin and it's delicate. And so on a daily basis, just like the rest of the skin on your body, it's good to keep your lips moisturized as part of your everyday skincare routine, right? And so I'm noticing that this formula contains a plant-derived ester, Plandol H. And I just wanted to see if you could share with us the unique characteristics of this ingredient and why it was used in this formula.
Yes, of course. So we actually have a whole line of plandules, and they're 100% plant derived. So to go back to your question in regards to Plandol H, it is an alternative to lanolin. It was added in the formula to provide that moisture as well as to help with the adhesion of the product on the lips. Another great fact about Plandol H is that as a result of its low molecular weight, it is less greasy and can be used as a texture modifier for makeup and emulsion formulations.
Okay. So I also see that there are other esters in this formula, though. Could you please go ahead and point those out and just share with us their purpose in this formula?
Yes. Great observation, by the way. Yes. So the formula has also Plandol PM, which is also 100% plant derived. Plandol PM improves moisture retention in tuol, which is the transperidermal water loss. It also has a similar structure to skin intercellular lipids for moisture barrier protection. One more fact about this ester is that it has a high water holding capacity and can be used in other applications like sun and skincare.
Interesting. I'd like to add a further comment that besides the plandols that you already mentioned, cobalt does offer other plandols with varying ranges of melting points, consistencies, and refractive indexes. These ingredients can provide anything from moisture retention to skincare, makeup, and hair care products, even up to gloss, and it has high pigment dispersion ability.
Yes, great addition. Yep.
Okay, next question. Are there any other ingredients in this formula which help with locking in moisture?
So the formula has conditioning agents as well as agents to help with moisturization. But to lock in that moisture, we also have the Cosmol 168 ARV. This ingredient has a good water holding capability, has excellent hair conditioning ability, and is a substitute for lanolin as well. Because of its attributes, this ingredient would also be a great addition for creams, milk lotions, lipsticks, foundations, hair treatments, hairstyling products, and eyeshadows. Also, as previously mentioned, on one of the other questions which we were talking about, the Plandul PM, again, this ester addition also has a high water holding capacity.
Thanks, Regina. So I just have to make a comment on Cosmo 168 for the audience. They need to take note that this product is only distributed by Cobalt Brazil and Latin America, and that you will need to contact Ikeda directly or their representative. I know well that a lip balm's texture and structure can rub your lips the wrong way and result in an uncomfortable, sticky, or slimy feeling. What in this formula is helping with its texture and structure, hence providing comfort wear?
I love how you put it out that way, of how the formula structure has a huge impact of how comfortable you feel wearing a certain product or not. And it's so true. So for that purpose, Mecha Green Velvet Wax was added. It's a natural wax and it is responsible for that velvety, smooth skin feel in the final product, as well as giving the body to the final formula. It also can help stabilize and thicken emotions.
So finding the best lip balm involves some trial and error, as many popular balms contain irritating agents that can exacerbate dryness, flakiness, and inflammation. What ingredient or ingredients in this formula are good for adding conditioning to the lips?
To provide that conditioning feeling, Sulacus 334 was added. It's an emollient wax that gently melts below body temperature. This is a petrolatum-like substance, except that all raw materials are of vegetable origin. It provides excellent oxidative stability, soft texture, and superior emollients compared to shea butter.
Great. Thanks for mentioning that ingredient. Just like the Cosmos 168, though, it is also a Aikido material. So it has the same territorial limitations as the salicose that we mentioned earlier. Okay, and so moving on to the next question. Typically, a lip protectant formula requires ingredients that add hydration and moisture, but just as important is product retention on the lips, right? So after all, you want the application to last since the idea is to protect the lips. Talk to us about what ingredient is used in this formula to retain a comfortable film on the lips for long periods.
Sure. So to create that film forming and in order to allow the product to last long on the lips, CoboGuard HRCC was added. But this film former attributes does not only stop there. It also imparts gloss, enhances adhesion of the cosmetic formulation to the skin, hair, nail, or lashes. It further improves water, rub, and transfer resistance. Also, some film formers have this stinky smell to it, but this film former actually does not. It has no odor. Again, because this formula is specially directed to be more for the inclusive, it doesn't have any color in it, but this film former addition helps to maintain excellent color stability.
Awesome. So for now, that's all the questions. Actually, that's all the questions I have related to ingredients. Lastly, I'd like to know if you have any special manufacturing tips for this particular formula and the products used. Also, are there any precautions which should be taken when creating this formula?
Yeah, so the formula is very straightforward, with only two stages or two parts to it. The first part is where all the oils, conditioning agents, waxes, and moisturizers are added, in which this will be heated at a higher temperature, around 85 degrees Celsius, and to make sure everything is uniform throughout, especially at this stage. As for the second part, this is where we have the preservative and that minty refreshing scent added. Before added that second part, the batch temperature needs to be lowered within the range of 45 to 50 degrees Celsius. And this is mainly because of what their manufacturers have recommended for their products. And that's pretty much about it.
Great. All great information. A lot of the information today we offered was pretty solid. So I just think this formula is awesome, Regina, and I just love the simplicity of it. We've at this point reached the end of another great episode of our Formula of the Month on No Filter with Kobo. Thank you for your insight and being our guest today. It's been so nice talking and learning from you again. I'm looking forward to see what other formulas you will create.
Thank you so much, Elsie, and thanks for having me.
You're very welcome, Regina. For all those who tuned in, once again, we appreciate you listening through and hope that you found this episode to be informative and of some value to you. If you would like to see the complete formula and want to know more about the ingredients discussed, go back to the description of this episode where you will find links to the formulas and literature of the ingredients mentioned. Also remember that on social media at Cobalt Products, you will find pictures of the products and application. This podcast has been created by the content team at Cobalt Products Incorporated. Cobalt Products is a raw material cosmetic manufacturer and distributor specializing in treated pigments and dispersions. Be sure to follow us on Spotify or the platform of your choice so that you don't miss any episodes. Have a beautiful day. See you all next time.